Thì đi học lại cái xét nghiệm này chỉ có được nhận vào khó vì chỗ có dọc cho mình vào một tầm mình khó có bị khó anh vẫn thì bà sinh viên khó bị sinh viên sáng chính khó thì hết cầm khó and really he was remembering all the past times of Aranathan, Shyamthan, Vizhar Govardhan, all those who were to deepen, reminding all these past. So all these places, what he had told there, tribute to the monks, remember the past and stuff, Radha and Krishna. And so, when night was finished, night, he never, all these things. So if you will remember all these things, then your name will be high class. Your remembrance will be high class. These are the process to turn with very taste when stress will come. Any name in that song, very high class, having so much high class of past. Like one is that, Jasamati Nandam, Rajabaranda, Gopura Ranjana. And having all the past and from beginning to end, Kadambakana, Rataparani, Vrindavasana. Jamuna Tatachara, Gopi Vatana, Rasa Rasa, both men have. In the time of Prabhupada, he never allowed to do all the descriptions because they were speaking at that time. But after time. But any high class of devotee who is qualified, if he will remember all these systems, like Vibhavari Krishna, Aro Kapra, Nitra Chayam Sarindra. And then, Bolo Hari Hari, Ram Krishna. In this also high class of Krishna. So we should try to realize and sing with this mode, then your chanting and remembrance will be high class. And you never tell them, for them. Never, never. But if you are not doing, anyone cannot be in the same class for whom. And this is the sign of that. So if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, you should read the books of Satyamya Sattam, Narottam Sattam, and others. And when you die, like Bhakti Mukha. Pulandi varakanti mindu vadaram varahavatam tampiyam sivatankam udarapanina sivatankam. What do you remember? Kautu vadaram gopiyam menotpalachitataram Bhūpa-saṅghāpitam Govindam kala-deva-dhanaparam Dityangam bhūta-vidam. How many high class of Govindas must bring actual affection not by night and by their lovely eyes, stupid eyes. And Krishna is respected. Like what? Oh, lovely eyes. So this is high class of us. Govinda Kalabhir Bhadala Param playing on what thing? What name? Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. All of his thoughts, that all he is calling you, he is calling you, he is calling you. So this is your happy. But you cannot find him. Or third class bogus. have associates. And thus you will never fall fell down. Or someone tells, my brother tells here, there. So they are very merciful to me. And they tell that, oh Narayan Maharaj, tell always the names of gopis. Don't go otherwise you will be. He tells. And then he tells. So they don't mess with me. So it's all falling down. Because they don't tell gopis. I am telling gopi from beginning, from 5 years ago. And he's still glorifying them, but I never fall down. Never. Because gopi will tell me. And for them, that criticizing gopi told. They will what?
Fall down.
Yes. So they must fall. Krishna cannot tell them. These gopis are not telling Krishna cannot do. Because gopis are the power of Krishna. Without power, what he can do? He cannot. So he wants to be kept or take the shelter of Shri Siddhartha. Of highest goal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our day, he used to tell, not Krishna, not Krishna. He is teacher. He may teach. So gopi gopi siva. And all the parvas of the students of Nadi, they could not understand. They began to criticize Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took a critique and went off of them. So you should try to develop. I want that you should not be powerful like in mantra. But not like Sahajya. Never. Oh, steady. Take one step and steady, and then another step. And
ृंदेमस्तेजनायृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकाकर्मो संसर्वभूतहृदय मुनिमान् सवैवास्मि सवैवास्मि नमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे सर्वनाम चरणं
मे and trying to give you what is the goal of our life? So whom we are going to hire to serve? And that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. But not like Krishna in general, something special. The Krishna of Braja. And especially the son of Nanda and Kishore. Or even in special, the beloved of Sita. And moreover, beloved of Sita. And all by Radhika. And the love of action in the heart of Radhika is supreme goal. And this frame is Prayuja. This love is for Prayuja. All the soul of God. So, I'm giving some outline those who are fortunate, they are lucky, and those who have some impression, first impression, they will easily pick up. And those who have no first impression, no impression of this life, it is very hard for them. But anyhow, it will give new impression. And agree to serve Radha and Krishna may come. Otherwise, though, there is no fault, no profit. In Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the translation books of Swamiji, everywhere, it has been. Now I am coming to my point. We have heard up to any Bhakta Hanuman. And we have some idea outlining their love and affection to Krishna. One in Dwarka. So then Anirudha, Sambha, Sakriti, Jada, all the boys, son and nephew of Krishna. They went in the forest to play nearby Dwarka. But playing the self of Sakriti. And they wanted water. And they saw that there is a very big well nearby. They went there to pull some water and to drink. But they became in wonder. What is this? Whole well, very big well, was covered by an animal. And that animal was?
Lizard.
So, it was very big, long and very big. The whole wall was covered by it. So, they saw and became wonder. And they at once ran away to Krishna. Oh father, oh grandfather, we have seen a very wonderful, ugly creature. Sometimes it becomes yellow, sometimes it becomes reddy, sometimes white, changing color of his mouth. You know that he does? So, we tried so much hard to take him, that animal out of the valley, but we could not do. We have come and see and try to save that thing. Krishna came and saw and he began to smile and he gave his teeth on the head of that animal. And at once, a very beautiful soul kept him confident. And he left this body, that body, material body, and he came out of the room and he took some parikrama of Krishna. He began to pray. And after praying, he went in the north direction. All the boys were very astonished. They asked Krishna, what happened? You touched by your feet and at once that creature was there and a very beautiful person came out of that body and he talked with you and he prayed something and he went away. Krishna anyhow took and took him out of the belly, that dead body. Very big and very prominent emperor of the world. And allied steadfast of charity. I donated daily for lakhs and lakhs of cows to Brahmin sanctuary in the river. Not only cows, but with very, very good, charming cows. And cows of so much milk covered with golden flow, and their horns, their face to be golden, and their teeth covered with candy,
silver.
So, he used to be. Get so many cows, countless cows, all over the world. And then he used to do new cows, he used to bought, buy, and to give to them. One day, a man getting some cows, he donated to a friend. But when he was taking her to his that cow to his house, in the meantime he anyhow ran away. And she mixed a new cow. He said, coming to king, and king will bite, and again he will do not. Understand? And again I buy, and again I
go away.
In the meantime, old master came. Oh, what you are doing, King? You are not a... You are not a... You are not a... You are not a... So, donate this cow. This cow is mine because I thought you get donated me. But he ran away from me and he entered in this new cow and you now again it was donated or created. Really. I can stop. I want that if you should donate this same cow to me. Then he told, so leave one from which you took. Or you should take for as much as money he wants and give me, I will give to old owner. He told, no, you have donated me. I cannot give you. This cow is mine. And you cannot take that. And if he was taking forcibly, then I will have to pass it. Then he prayed to, requested so much to older. Older owner. Often, previous. Oh, be happy. I have donated you without any price. So I elected you to as much as money you can take me and give this cow, but I can make happy that, satisfy that one. But he was not in giving mood. Oh, I can. This cow is so good. And so gentle, giving so much milk, so beautiful, I will take it. I will not give, if you are giving me thousands, thousands and thousands of dollars, whole gold in your khajana. Again he requested to new one, but he was not giving, and this house. Or same cow I got. Then king was in dilemma. He could not settle in his mind that what to do. So he was silent. Then the boss then became so angry and told that you are like it. What? No. That. What name is it?
Lizard.
Like you are sending callers. you get me, and again you get him, and again you want to take, and again to give, so you are like this. So I'm giving for you that very soon, just now, you should be here. Visit and let here, you should be like that. And they went away. How was there? Huh? As I did to? Not. And that, at once he began to be a lizard. He was weeping, lamenting so much for this. Or this is what? Karma. This is a good karma to donate anything. And he donated left and uncounted. But what happened? He had to be at the lizard. He became lizard. And thousands and light years, he was in that state, lamenting and waiting. And, but he was remembering these things. Then Krishna touched him after so millions of years, and he again became still good. He told that why he became like so. Krishna told that I asked him that why you become like this, and you came to me and you have taken darshan. I know you don't remember. Krishna told, I mean, at that time, any devotee came to you and told that I want to make something to you. Can you donate? Oh, less and less count, or any beautiful girl to marry, any gold, anything you like, I can do. He told simply, I want a Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you give me? Then he became so happy, and he told any Brahmin to copy Srimad Bhagavatam. He didn't write it. And he copied and he did. But he never thought that it is more than less and less Sundar Medal called a very simple thing. So only he gave that rest a book of Srimad Bhagavatam. And for this, what became? He took the darshan of Krishna and he was liberated. So you should know, to donate anything, all these things are like karma nishtha bhakti. They cannot give salvation, liberation and Krishna bhakti. So these are called arop siddha bhakti. If you are doing arop siddha bhakti, if I doing arop siddha bhakti, but in the middle, by accident, or any high class of devotees here, and ask him Srimad Bhagavatam, and he did. By this, he had the darshan of Krishna. And for terror he was liberated, and he became a pure devotee. So don't go towards arop siddha bhakti and sangha siddha. I think that most of persons, 99% nine regularly, they are going to work arop siddha. Very rare, so Krishna. And I think, and I want that you should be among souls. Don't go towards arop siddha bhakti. This is arop siddha bhakti. To donate anything, to make a garden, to make a gurukul, where boys will be liberated, to make a goshala, or to give khichdi, and all of that. It is not about Samadam, Sitanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasivanam, Atanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satyam. These are some Siddhavas. So these, without knowing are unwillingly or willingly, you are chanting them, whether you are so bad person. You are lusty. You are like a Jamil. You are like Jagai Madhai. But if you are chanting, very quickly you will be. And if you are chanting all the time in the presence of us, high class of us, in Vrindavan Devi, what will be? Oh, Krishna, please. So he was doing like, we should not follow them. We should follow Samadhi. And that, yes, but even Kamanam Kirtanam are of three classes, or more than that. Nirguna, Sattva, Rajasi, Tamasi. If a man, and if he is saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but he is envious to others, and he prays to Harinam, oh, he should die. What is this? So we should not do like this. We should be nirguna, not rajasi. Oh, Krishna gave me so much wealth. So much reputation. This is like rajasi. Sattvi, what? I should be very high class. Qualified person, so that I can give so many things to others. This is like Sakti. Like Bhakti Maharaj. You know Bhakti Maharaj? Selective world. His wife and children, like a stool. And he went to forest. And he was chanting and remembering. But in the meantime, he saw. His very dear was sinking in water, coming out and his mother was lying down and looking after that scene, her whole face like one, and looking toward him and he left her. Then King Bharat, who was chanting and remembering, left the beach and went to save that baby. This is what is. This is Sakti there. Sakti, then?
Goodness.
He was thanking. But he came in this confession of Sakti to help. But what became? Gradually he gave up. Chanting and murmuring, and he used to support and nourish that like his own son. And in the meantime, death came. And he was remembering that dear and he became him. Three births were. Then again, because he was chanting and remembering up to God, so, he remembered all these things, and that is why he was remembering, and he left everything, and in third Brahman, and he left everything, remembering. So, his mercy was like Sakti. He could not be entangled in Sakti, and I think that most of you be careful. You can do your duty, but not in time, not attraction. Without attraction, attraction. And then, so, pure chanting, and this is Nirguna. like Parikshit Maharaj, Rad Maharaj, yes. And what's the next one? Oh, I am coming. You have heard about Premi Bhakta, Bhulma. Always telling Ram, Ram, Ram. Sometimes he knew that, oh, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he knew. So, Manvas are more superior. They are Prempa Bhakti. More superior than Hanuman. How? You can see, Hanuman can serve Ram so much, but he cannot teach Ram. He cannot embrace Ram out of love. Never. He will see her all this. He can go only to Ram's feet, and he can message someone. And what is he? And he can do Dandam Pranam and serve so many. He cannot give his remnant to Ram if it is so sweet anything. He will fear. So his love and affection there is, and he is serving so much. But there is some defect that he cannot embrace. He cannot sit on the bed of Ram. Never. He cannot sleep with her. Ram. Never. Pandavas, Krishna has given marriage to her sister to Arjuna. And he has become what? Brother-in-law. How? He is Krishna not Kunti, Arjuna. He is Nakul Sade. And who is Kunti? He is the sister of Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. So they are bosom friends like brothers. Krishna and Pandava can sleep together on a cot, on a bed, simply. And Arjuna can give, oh, come on, come on. I am taking some prasadam, you took this, and both will take someone. Even Arjuna can give something, but sometimes he can. One day, Nath wanted to see the highest class of devotees in Bhagavad. And Sankar told him that, go at once to Hastinapur, in the prasadam. And you can see, you should go in the palace of Arjuna. He went there. He has been and seen him, and he went there. Then he entered in the palace of Arjuna. He saw that, oh, there was one day. He came from me. Two pillars, heroes, this side, this side. Krishna was sleeping. And Arjuna was sleeping opposite. But Krishna's head was there. The face of Arjuna through his head. It was going towards Krishna's head. And Krishna sleeping towards Arjuna, and Arjuna was sitting in his lap, and it was going. And Krishna ji was messenger of Devachamara and who? Satyabhama Rupa. And here Arjuna, Draupadi and Subhadra. And a sound was coming for his Rom Rom. Rom means? Krishna. Now they can talk. What is this one? Oh, what is this? And he began to jump. Arjuna Krishna be there. Glory to Arjuna Krishna, and he was. So, you can see. But one thing. He had given his sister to marry Arjuna. And they are both brothers. They can eat together. But why? In the Mahabharata, Krishna told him, he must have said, that also.
No.
Tell me, I cannot see your those in person. I have done so many offenses that I have called you Sakha, Mr. Friend. And I have told you to look after my office and take my career here, there. And so, Karna, Krishna Pitama has to get you. For me. For nothing. For me. So I have done so much offenses. I am taking vow that if you say I will not tell you Sakha, oh, you are sitting up not well. Okay, sir. Sometimes he remembers. So, hesitate to see on the same day, to call friends. But sometimes he calls. So he is praying for. Also, you know, he is not less than Arjun. He has also two relations with Krishna. Sakha and Das. Both. Arjun has three. And especially prominent Sakha and Dasya next. Not prominent. And for him, Dasya, prominent and Sakha Bhav, sometimes Karni, suited him. And for deep fire was coming, Brahmastra. Krishna told to him, oh, you should turn and show your back to that. You should tell what I think.
Krishna told Bhimsen,
what louder?
Krishna told Bhimsen that the weapon, Brahmastra, which was released by Karna, he should turn around and show his back to the weapon.
All the soldiers of the party of Krishna, Arjuna, they showed their
back.
But he told that I cannot do. I want to die, but not like coward. I will not do my. And the weapon was coming very near. At once Krishna jumped from the Arjuna carrier and came and embraced him. And he told his back and that's it. You know? So how was turned it on? You know? He was killing Dushasan, taking his arm. And he had the vow. He said, I will kill this demon. And then said, I will take his
arm,
and by this blood I will give it to Brahman Hindu and I will drink. And at that time he took his arm, Dushasan, and his feet were on here, Dushasan, and he challenged the whole world. Is anyone in this world can take this demon, you can come. Challenge everyone in both sides. At one Arjun became very angry. Oh, you have challenged also me and I stand all? Oh, then I am coming and I will shoot you. And he took his bow and arrow and he was ready to fight this. But Krishna told, oh, my dear friend Arjun, you should sit down. Sit down. Today, I have given my all power of Nishinghadev to him. Even myself cannot say today. So I have given my whole power. So even I cannot say. Please be silent. And keep your arrow in your so then. So how do you know he likes How he likes Draupadi, you know? Because Sakhi. So, Krishna is like a Pandava. But sometimes, when they see anything, like a Simha Tantri, or anything, as for your happiness, or the difference. Well, even him and Draupadi, they began. At that time, they cannot embrace. So let us go where this appearance is very big. Come with me to Dwarka. Sometimes, you know, Uddhav, his friend, he is priest, he is servant, he is minister, he is everything of Krishna. And Krishna has admitted this fact that my heart is Uddhav. He is more superior than my son Brahma and Harihar, eight Atma, with Santa. Even Lakshmi, he is superior. Even my brother Sankarsan. He has told, you know, among Satyabhama, Rukmini, and Uddham, who is superior? How? Has he ever married to Krishna? Never he can. But he can do. So she is superior, certainly. And she can go to Mahabhav. But why Uddhav? He is telling about Uddhav, Sanatana Goswami. There is something hidden. Sometimes Satyabhama, very angry to Krishna. She may be envious to Rukmini, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita. So his love and affection is so high. But he is telling that he cannot thank Satyabhama or Rukmini or of any of the things to Vrindavan. Why? She is also envious to if Krishna tells that you to go, she will not go. Okay. Because his love and affection is so high. Okay. But Uddhav is very humble. Krishna can't tell anything and he will supply the order. But sometimes, Mr. Bhama will. So he is not qualified, he is not qualified to go to Vrindavan, but he is somewhat qualified. But it not, it does not mean that he is superior than him. Never think like that. They are all Rasa. So, Uddhav. Uddhav is, I told you, minister, servant, priest, sakha, friend, everything. So, he told Uddhav to go and recognize my father and mother. My father and mother are really Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And at that time you should go. You have to find my dear beloved group. I am always day and night waiting for them. They have given up everything for me. Uddhav went there and saw. Asamaho, Charanare, Yusamaham. Vrindavane, Simakul, Gulapau, Shri. Jadjot, Pajana, Pajan, Arj, Patan, Chahitva. For Krishna, they given Vedic culture, Vedic dharma, Ved dharma. What is that? There has been. Taught with that. It is very hard to give up the love and affection and attraction for children, father, mother, brother, but quickly without thinking anything. That can give up their life and soul in it. So Krishna has told me, what? Naparayam nirvatya sandhu. I can think too hard. Too hard. Nirupadhi. Without any? Nirupadhi means?
Beyond.
Without any designation. Beyond all the designation.
So I cannot take it. If you are tell that if you should ask anything, any bone or anything, or then you say, oh, your service should be given to me. And Krishna is being again. If what we are telling, that if you should love and have affection like us, Krishna will tell, oh, I cannot give up Nanda Baba, the Sudan, brother. For the gopi, for one. Oh. And if I am doing so, then I am ready to all. And that is true. I can see. And with my father, mother, everywhere, I with all devotees, and I have affection. So your affection is one pointed. No?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Very good.
I cannot be like you. So basically, Gopi told, why you left us and disappeared in Ras? If you are like so, why you did? Then Krishna told. So then, Gopi, there were three questions of Gopi to Krishna at that time. He was telling that I cannot repay, but we know that why you disappear? We have given up our father, mother, husband, everything, our wealth, reputation, our dharma, chastity, and chastity, everything we have. But why you disappear? One loves anyone if anyone loves. Understand? If there is Varas, and again anyone loves you. If you are. If I love you, he loves you. And there are some persons. Oh, whether you are serving or not serving, but they
unconditional.
Unconditional. And third, whether you are serving your love and affection or not, they have no love for you. To be lost. You want to know who in this category or in this category
you are.
Just begin to smile. And he replied, for those who love against love, they are like business. Or give me $5 and $10. So here is no dharma, no religious thing, and no heart.
Heart says love.
Heart, love. No. Who is it? Who is it?
There is no goodness or good
wishes regarding
that person.
Not from heart, like this. Not anywhere. Only digging is possible. If anybody loving, they are giving some money and taking that. So there is no religious thing, no. Nothing. And though, anyone lust or not, father, mother. Whether his son is serving him or not, oh, they love him. The rich that they should be. Whether his son is serving or not, he may be spoiled. But even they will try to. And third, in this, there are two classes of guru. First, Supadik Priti and Nirupadik Priti. Father thinks that he didn't trust me and that is why he is loving. So it is Supadik. Selfless is there. So in any father and mother, in this world, not your Nirupadik friend, but it may be. Who in whom? In Guru. If disciple may be wrong, he is not serving and he is against, but the real and qualified Guru always will try to make him so high class of him. So Nirbhavik and Supadik, two kinds of things. But anyhow, this love and affection is Nirbhavik and Guru. And Krishna told that you are in this fashion. That I am loving or not. But you have to love and affection. So you are highest class of devotee. And third, those. If you are loving, you are serving him or not. There is nothing. Who are they? Then Krishna is telling. There are four kinds of this person. Atmaram, Aptakam, Aptasabja, and Guru Guru. Four kinds. Atmaram. What is the meaning of Atmaram? He has an inner sight. Always serving Krishna. He is Atma. He has nothing to do with others. Because he is self-satisfied. He is not saying anything here and there. He thinks that he is Atma. And after time, so he has outer sight, meaning external. He has. But what is there?
He feels like he has everything, no matter how much he has,
he's satisfied. No, he's satisfied. Because he's self-satisfied, half the time, all his kamna desires have been fulfilled. So nothing to do whether anyone is loving or not. Because in this world they love for any return or anything. For the other. Krishna told that means, you know, that I am Atmaram or Atmakam, oh, I am not even up to. And God has been told before, no, I am not among. I am not Atmaram. Because I played on flute, I called because I have so much desire to meet you, to love you. So I am not. And Atmakam, I am also not Atmakam, because I don't speak you. I took your hands in my hand. I cannot live without you, you know. So I am not Atmakam, Atmakam. But I know Atma Raman, also am myself, because my Atma is materialism. My soul is good. So I am Atmaram also, and Atmakam, oh my all desires are in Radhika. So I am also. But really, I am not. Because I hanker for me. So I am not Atmaram and Atmakam. Then third, Atmatavya. What is the meaning of Atmatavya? Ungrateful. Or of two kinds. First, if a son is not serving his father and mother, and therefore, He is ungrateful. Understand? This would happen, but they are not. But they are not going and nonsense to them, to the foreigners. So they are ungrateful, but not Guru Drohi. Who is Guru Drohi? For always rebuking him, beating him, insulting him. So they are Guru Drohi to father and to Guru. There are three kinds. First, by any reason they rebuke and insult their father one. And those who are without any reason. So, the last one is very bad. Without reason he is insulting someone. And moreover, one time, without any reason, always they are insulting their father. So the Guru Drohi are three kinds. Nirupadhi, Tupadhi, and excess Guru Drohi. Three these, Atmaram, Atmatam. Five. And father, mother, like Nirupadhi and Tupadhi, two. So how much? Seven. And one kind of? First part. Nine times. And after that. Nine times of these are. This is all of gopis. Excuse me. I'm not among any of nine. Gopis what? And they are seen by eyes to others and sometimes some laughing and they are thinking that Krishna will admit that he is at least Akshutabhya. But Krishna told that, oh, those who are not coming, those who are coming, they are Guru Drohi. Then they thought that Krishna should admit that he is Guru Drohi. And they were about to clap that Krishna should admit this fact. That, oh, we have given everything for Krishna. Our life and soul, and even Krishna disappeared, and he is not serving us. So he must be Guru Drohi. Then they were about to laugh. In this meantime, Krishna told, oh my dear Sati, I am not among all. And he is telling, Naham tu takso bhajato vijantan bhajamme isham anubhitti vitte yatha dhano labdha dhane vinakte सत्यं चान्य भूतो न वेदः नहं तु तत्सो भजतो भि जन्तुन् ओ माय डियर सखि आई नेवर सर टू गो टू आर सखि एंड सखि यू आर देयर आर नन इन दिस वर्ल्ड न भूतो न भविष्यति लाइक यू एंड हाउ विल वाई यू बी सखि हियर Bhajami Isham Anupitti Vrtta. I was disappeared, but I was with you. And serving you. I was hearing what, why you are waiting. When you saw my lot of faith there, and said, oh, Krishna has done. I was there. Anya Ravito Nunam Bhagavan Harishwara. You remember this issue? They saw the lot of faith of Krishna. And they saw also the footprints of Radhika. And they began to lament. Oh. He has served Narayan and that is why he Krishna has taken on his breath. And he has gone with her and to pacify her. So here he is telling that among Jathat Adhano, if there is a very poor man, and anyhow, anyone gives him of Anujiya, what? Chintamani. Chintamani, they know?
Desire
stone. That desire stone. More than. If you desire anything, he will give.
and he has that. But he never knew that, oh, this is desire. So, anyhow, anyone is stole away. And then he was searching here and there. But anyone told what? Oh, this was not ordinary piece of glass or anything. It was really large stone. And it had proven. And he began to weep and searching here and there and always thinking, oh, that it is done, that it is done, here and there. So I, when it is clear, why? That you should deeply think in me. But I have done wrong. You have left everything for me. And my dear parents was very worse. Wealthy. So I am begging. Oh, do you know? I was disappeared only. But I was disappeared when I was with you. Hiding. Why? That the whole world with first drum. That whole world you should hear. That in meeting gopis are so happy. And in separation. How they are doing? They forgot themselves. And they became like Krishna. And asking three, oh, have you Tulsi? Have you seen? All three, mango and all, have you seen? In this world anyone has not seen, it has not written in Vedas or Upanishad or anywhere. So, oh Gopi, only I wanted that whole world to see and evidence for this, that you are so high class of devotees to me. There are none in this world and will not be in future anyone. So for this, I got. So please be merciful to me and excuse me and in future I will not. Then go to him. Oh, Krishna has admitted that he is defeated and he has. Oh, how lover is he? How beloved is he that he has
admitted?
So, he has defeated Krishna, but Krishna has defeated him by his love and affection. His love is towards me, like he has accepted our that we are. So, we are defeated. And that compromise came. And again, they all began to do. So, Buddha went and saw all these things. So he, to high class of people. But, there remain so many things. And then, I will tell it to tomorrow. Then you can realize. Oh, who is this? And this love and affection of gopis and especially of Radhika, how I thought. And then a grief will come. And then you can follow. Agar. It will see that this Arasa Bolla, this Sandesh, or this, it is very high class of sweet and with fragrance, and then thought. If you see or hear, then a grief will come. And your bottom,
the flower and water, the line
of the bridge. If you see that, oh, you just what Diana is so beautiful, marvelous in whole world. And now any world, meet for
it's universe.
Universe, anyone. And that if you are ugly, no heart, you are very poor. Very blackish, this coming out, ugly by 8 parts of your body. Then, but a grief may come that, oh, this mixed world should be married. Understand this? So, grief is this. So, if you are hearing all the parts of Krishna, very beautiful and powerful, then a grief may come, and this grief, first, this is the root of going
towards Radma. And for this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, not for Vaidhima, not for anything else. So you should try to realize all these truths, this is done, you try to have a three body, and then your life will be gone.